Mark Levin, Schweitzer's Blood Money is Jaw-Dropping. By Pam Key on February 25, 2024. Fox News host Mark Levin said Sunday on his show Life, Liberty and Levin that Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's new book Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans was jaw-dropping. Levin said, a journalist who uncovers really seedy muck in our government and by certain populations. And Peter Schweitzer. And it's always an honor to have Peter on the program as an exclusive guest when he has a new book coming out. He doesn't just put out books. He has books, his team does an enormous amount of research. They back it up with facts and footnotes, and it's always jaw-dropping. He continued, his new book, Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turned a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans is stunning. It's stunning in the breadth to which Communist China owns our government. It's stunning in the extent to which it affects our society. It is stunning by the fact that we have a president, the United States, and a family. As Peter has reported before, that basically has taken tens of millions of dollars from this government. Which I think is one of the reasons why they don't stand up to Communist China. Levin asked, let's start with China's foot soldiers in America. What do you mean by that? Schweitzer said, yeah, I mean, you look at a situation like the fentanyl crisis. It's killing 100,000 Americans a year. And a lot of people know that the precursors come from China. What they don't know is that China is involved in every single chain in this link that leads to the deaths of Americans. The precursors come to a port at the port of Manzanillo in Mexico. It's run by a Chinese company. They send those precursors up to a small border town in Mexico, where 2,000 Chinese nationals help them turn it into fentanyl. They take pill presses that are imported from China, that are sold to the drug cartels at cost by the Chinese. They make these pills. They then bring them across the border into the United States. He continued, now, the Mexican cartels need a way to communicate securely, Mark. They use Chinese apps and Chinese communication devices because they know the Chinese will not share that information with American law enforcement. And finally, when these drug cartels collect all this money they used to launder back in the old days with cocaine, they used to launder those profits in the Latin American banks. Today, they launder them in Chinese banks. So the fentanyl crisis is completely one that is delivered from China. And the problem is our political leaders. People like Joe Biden, people like Gavin Newsom, people like Adam Schiff have ties. They have entanglements to some of the networks that are involved in this process, money laundering, etc. Schweitzer added, if you just look at Joe Biden. For example, Mark, though the Chinese gangster that set up the Sinaloa cartel with fentanyl made them the kings of fentanyl is a guy named Zhong Unlo. He goes by the name White Wolf. White Wolf has a business partner. That business partner gave the Biden family $5 million. So does Joe Biden really want to have a conversation about Chinese involvement in the financial crisis? He does not, and his policies show it. Levin said, this is the Bible on what Communist China is doing to our country. The politicians they bought off and the politicians that are soft on them. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.